In our occasional series, Upstarts, we profile Wyoming entrepreneurs. Today, we take you to Teton County, where we meet an entrepreneur who has invented a way to improve your water bottle. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Huntington has more.
Like lots of inventions, Steve Kiddos started with a problem that needed fixing.
I was driving down the road from my house, which was pretty bumpy, but my lid for my water bottle came off and went under my gas pedal. And I immediately thought, why can't I stick a magnet to the lid and make it stick to the side of a bottle?
So the 45-year-old inventor did a little research and discovered that if you did that, you'd have to use a kind of steel that would corrode when coming in contact with your juice or water. You have to add nickel to stainless steel that's going to store beverages. But that also creates a problem.
When you add nickel to stainless, on an atomic level, it actually tweaks the atoms in the steel. It also deflects a magnet.
But that didn't deflect his interest in the idea.
Kiddo just started taking apart all of our water bottles.
That's Steve's wife, Mary. She's a fifth grade teacher at the Wilson Elementary School. She says the water bottles eventually returned home, but with a new twist.
One day he came in and he had done a really rough prototype where he'd taken the lid and added a magnet. And he came and he showed it and he said, well, what do you think?
That's a loaded question in a household where ideas for new inventions come up so often. The couple jokes about the idea du jour.
I tend to knock them down right away. Like, no, no, no. Because it's every day. So, but I like the water bottle. And so he made one for me to start using.
But he told her she couldn't leave the house with it. He wanted to keep the idea secret.
I started the patent process many years ago, and I didn't talk about it very much. I didn't talk about it at all, actually.
Kiddo used to handcraft furniture. Now he drives over Teton Pass every day to get from his home in Wilson, Wyoming, to his shop in Victor, Idaho. He's using a saw to make display signs for his water bottles. His shop has become a warehouse, an office for his new business called Liquid Hardware. Old prototypes litter a drafting table that once belonged to his father.
Being a custom furniture maker, I'm always thinking of solutions to problems and how to make something better.
And he wanted a better water bottle. So this is what he did.
And we're internationally patent pending for adding a ferromagnetic piece of stainless to the outside of the bottle and then adding a rare earth magnet in the lid that's embedded.
So how does that make your water bottle better?
And the two together create an invisible tether for your lid. It's nice. You don't have to set your lid down if you're at work or filling it up or drying it by the side of the sink. Once people start using these, they wonder what they did before.
Kiddo was able to turn his invention into a business thanks in part to the internet. About a year ago, he launched a campaign on the Kickstarter website, where anyone can pitch an idea to potential investors. He attracted all kinds of small-time hobby investors, including some international ones. Altogether, they pledged more than $10,000 in exchange for getting the first water bottles manufactured.
Kickstarter was a great way to really market test and see what kind of response I was going to get.
After Kickstarter, Kiddo was approached by a manufacturer who makes products for such big-name companies as Apple, GM, GE, and Toyota. Based in China, that company is now making his liquid hardware bottles. He wanted to have the bottles made in the U.S., but the bids he got were too high.
It was going to be about $120 without a lid.
That's per bottle. In contrast, the bottles made in China retail for less than $25 each.
It's going to go out FedEx today to those guys.
He's already sold more than 3,000 bottles and caught the attention of retailers such as South Korea Patagonia, which recently featured his product at a trade show in Seoul. Despite that success, he's still tinkering with his design.
I went to the doctors the other day and I handed them my Blue Cross medical card, and part of the upper right section is cut out. And she asked me what that was all about. And I said, well, I needed a piece of plastic for my water bottle invention.
Already, Liquid Hardware is gearing up to produce new vacuum-insulated bottles that will keep hot liquids hot and cold ones cold. Kiddo is always inventing, something his wife is obviously well aware of.
It can be maddening, just because it never stops. He's always got an idea, and it's not a typical 8-hour workday. He's not allowed to play with water bottles after 10 o'clock, just because you can hear the dink, dink, dink of the magnet all night long.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.